tree. It's not fair. I wanted to go first.
No, I'm first.
Well, I'm the oldest.
Well, I'm the youngest.
I don't want to play anymore. Oh my goodness, I'm just having such a horrible day. Maybe I should go to God first with it. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this Sabbath day. I ask that you let me guide this children's stories so that they may be able to understand your character. In your name, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Man, was I angry at her. I tell you. Let's talk about that anger. Man, I was so angry. You see, we seem to think that anger is a bad emotion, don't we? Right? We humans have so many emotions that God has gifted us with, but the angry one is not as bad when we use it correctly. You see, I grew up believing that anger is a bad emotion, but the more my relationship grew with God, I began to believe the quite opposite. I began to see that there are two kinds of anger. Sinful anger, and righteous anger. And it's important to know the difference. Thankfully, God's word showcases both kinds of anger and sets it clear for being ticked off. So let's look at them both. Sinful anger, Sierra. It centers around self. I. Me is what I did with Tree. You know, that typically results when we are feeling hurt, disappointed, betrayed, and rejected. You see, I was recently betrayed by a very close friend of mine, which led me screaming, Andrew, out angry words and harsh treatment. Well, I'm sorry to say, you guys, but my anger was anything but righteous. And yes, at my age, I'm still learning to hate the sin and not the sinner. You see, sin anger, it separates us from God, and it makes us focus on self instead of godly grief over evil. It takes away our desire to even pray, doesn't it? There's a real enemy out there. It's Satan, who loves to take advantage of our unresolved anger and causes us all of these characters: slander, gossip, strife, bitterness, and guess what? Even sometimes physical violence. But you know what? There's a righteous kind of anger, Skyla. Righteous anger is being angry what makes God angry, okay? It's being angry that makes God angry. When it comes to anger, the righteous part should always come first, because God's anger is a byproduct of his righteousness. Righteous anger is when we take our anger to God first, okay? We take our anger to God first. We join in with his anger over evil. Like all of these characters, abuse, trafficking, racism, adultery, and oppression. These are the things that God is angry about. And if something angers God, we should be just as angered as well. So don't allow yourself to become so angry over things that does not anger God. Bear good fruit, right, Andrew? Right, Andrew? Faith, love, and justice. Refuse, you guys, to be offended. Ask God to give you a heart after his. And then ask, what would he like you to do with that heart? We cannot claim our anger is righteous if it does not line up with God's word and his character. Okay, y'all understand that anger? Two different kinds of anger. There is sinful anger and there is righteous anger. And the righteous anger, we're supposed to go to God with first, okay? And the righteous anger is things that God get upset about. Do y'all know that I've gotten upset about simple things like how me and my sister just got through fighting, them big, huge things that actually happen out in the world? See, when big things happen out in the world like that, sometimes we go, oh, that really makes me sad. But when somebody makes us angry, we go, ugh, I'm so upset. Would anybody like to pray?
Our Father, which art in heaven, protect us. Thank you for our life you have given us. Help us to get the Holy Spirit in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
All right. Continue to bear those good fruits. And after church, I have some good fruit for you all to remind you all about righteous anger.